62-year-old Gary Fradkin just had surgery a few hours ago because of a cancerous kidney tumor. He's an athlete and does not like slowing down physically. Thanks to advanced robotic technology, he can go home on the same day.
Summer's almost over. I got to get whatever winter left I can in the season. So I'm happy.
Fradkin is in a clinical trial that uses high-intensity focused ultrasound to destroy a tumor. Dr. Inderbir Gill says the process starts with an incision about a centimeter wide. A robotic device then gets into the abdomen, finds the tumor, and kills it.
So that's what's exciting about the case today is that, to our knowledge, for the first time, a kidney tumor has been ablated using high-intensity focused ultrasound as monotherapy without any additional treatment. And allowing us to do this cuts down on the operative time, decreases the blood loss, decreases the chances of complications, preserves kidney function while killing the tumor, and allows the patient to go home the same day.
Traditionally, patients would have a hospital stay of 3 to 4 days after kidney cancer surgery because surgeons would have to cut out the tumor.
We would stop the blood supply to the kidney, we would cut out the tumor, then we would suture and repair the kidney, restore blood supply to the kidney, and that is a reasonable undertaking. And it leads to, you know, a reasonable amount of blood loss and a significant hospital stay to make sure everything is good before letting him go home. And even then, tell him, take it easy for a month.
With high-intensity focused ultrasound, Gill says the tumor is not removed. It dissolves slowly over time.
That's what we'll be studying closely as to how long it takes for it to go away.
Gill says he has identified other patients who can benefit from this procedure. They have to have tumors that are 4 centimeters or smaller, which is about 10% of all kidney tumors. Gill says he believes in the future, high-intensity focused ultrasound surgery can also be an option for patients with prostate, liver, and pancreatic cancers.
I thought it was exciting. Dr. Gill keeps pushing the edge, so I was happy that I was able to get this rather than have to go through a traditional surgery.
Gary Fradkin plans on going back to work as a post-production engineer in the film industry in a few days, and back on the water, surfing with the wind. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.